Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Sunshine 106.8. And the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Hello there, good evening. I'm Carol Dooley and you're very welcome now to join me for another edition of Ours to Protect, our weekly series towards helping to create a more sustainable planet. And this week, Caoimhneanna Cathal will join us to talk about the new series of sustainable fashion show ADSOS, which kicks off on TG Cahir on Wednesday evening, once again embarking on a mission to revolutionise our approach to our wardrobes. But first, what is your approach when you're shopping for clothes, and how much of a priority is it that you shop sustainably? We send Sunshine's Jane McNamara to find out.
I'm trying to get more sustainable, like kind of get more one-off pieces and build kind of a capsule wardrobe.
I prefer to buy on charity, always my first option.
The least expensive clothes that look as good as I possibly can, which means I buy a lot of fast fashion, but I wear it for as long as is physically possible.
I suppose I try not to impulse buy as much as possible. I think it's just about ensuring that it's a piece that's good quality that you will use over time.
I don't say I necessarily consciously think about sustainability, but I don't buy fast fashion.
Well, I'm delighted to welcome now Caoimhneanna Cathal, who is the co-host of the popular sustainable fashion series ADSOS on TG Cahir. Series 2 kicks off Wednesday evening. Caoimhneanna is here to tell us more about it. And Caoimhneanna, I guess it's probably fair to say in a nutshell that what this show is trying to do by transforming the shopping habits of four fashion enthusiasts, you're basically trying to encourage us all to think a little bit more carefully about what we buy and how we buy it.
Yes, absolutely. I suppose it's kind of shining a spotlight on the fact that, you know, we do live in a world that is quite obsessed with buying, and definitely buying fast fashion, and especially with how easy it is to do so both on the high street and online. And it's kind of taking people who do admit that that is them and trying to let them see that there are other ways of maybe finding those outfits or rewearing items they already have, or reducing the amount of clothes they do have in their wardrobe. So it's getting them thinking about other ways of kind of leaning into that habit of loving clothes and loving fashion, but doing so in a much more environmentally friendly way, because we are seeing the impact of the likes of the fast fashion industry on the environment. So it's making people aware of that, but kind of doing it in a very both entertaining way, but also challenging way, just to set them the challenge, change their ways when it comes to fast fashion shopping.
And that's not necessarily an easy thing to do, is it, Caoimhneanna? Because often we are very attached to our clothes, and I've no doubt this is going to resonate with many viewers. I mean, how many of us have clothes hanging in our wardrobes that are the result of an impulse buy, or indeed still have the labels on them, so obviously have never been worn and possibly never will be?
Yeah, I mean, it's quite common. That's something that we realised and recognised during the filming of the series, because what we do is we actually go into these people's houses and take every item of clothing they have and make an inventory of that clothing. And so we're really noticing just how much still has labels or has never been worn, or, you know, in fact, finding things that the contributors have forgotten themselves. And it is, I suppose, due to the fact that we are living in a world that is so easy to shop and it is so easy to find, you know, be it a bargain or an impulse buy or whatever it is. But I suppose it's just making people more aware of what exactly do they have in their wardrobe, how can they wear it in a better and a more sustainable way, and how can they maybe stop those impulses or find other ways to lean into that impulse, be it by going to a charity shop or shopping vintage online or mending or upcycling clothes that they already have. We do amazingly live as well in a time that people are almost embarrassed to outfit repeat, especially if they're seen online or by multiple people. So it's just trying to change those opinions and change those long-standing, you know, kind of experiences that people have when it comes to their clothes and their fashion choices, and making people think a little bit more consciously about what they have, what they're buying, and how they can help the environment by making those small changes.
So without obviously giving too much away, what was the reaction from the fashionistas on ADSOS, and were they able, I suppose, to change their habits by the end of the series?
Yeah, well, it's really interesting for, you know, us as presenters and as kind of the production team of the show, but then also as kind of viewers of the show, that you really do go on a journey with these people, and you're slowly seeing that kind of shift in, I suppose, outlook and impulse buying, and that adrenaline rush that they do usually get from shopping. They're maybe putting that energy towards other things that are maybe more beneficial in their life. So each contributor, it has to be said, has had a very different journey, and it affects them in different ways and in different aspects, I suppose, of their consumer journey. And it's really kind of amazing to see them at the end then and see the reaction to even being reunited with their clothes or being set another challenge or, you know, whatever it is, as each episode is so different. But I think even though this is the second series and we now have a third series commissioned for next year, you know, people never fully believe we are coming with a van and we are taking all of their clothes, no matter how many phone calls you have with them beforehand. But we do, in fact, really do. So it is quite a shocking thing to happen. But it's sometimes in those moments that you realise, maybe I don't need to shop every time I get paid, or maybe I don't need a new outfit for every night out. And it's just kind of reassessing your relationship with clothes and with shopping. It's great to see that we're, you know, hopefully making some impact and adding to the conversations that really needs to happen.
Well, obviously there is something in this that we can all learn. Very much looking forward to watching to the SOS, which kicks off on TG Cahir this coming Wednesday evening at 8:30, and you can watch all four episodes right now on the TG Cahir player. Caoimhde Ní Chathall, co-presenter, it was a pleasure to chat with you, and thank you very much for joining us this week.
Gurmiel Ligon.
And that's ours to protect for this week. If you've missed any of our previous episodes or you'd like to find out more about the Ours to Protect initiative and what it's all about, you'll get all the information on the Sunshine website, sunshineradio.ie/ours to protect. I'm Carol Dooley. Thank you for joining me, and I hope you'll join me once again for another edition just after 7 next Monday evening.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Sunshine 106.8, and the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.